Hi, I'm Kevin Bohan. This piece was written by the playwright, sound artist, and comic maker Lavinia Murray. Lavinia has had 120 plays broadcast on BBC Radio and in the theatre. Her birth mother's family are Sullivans from Belfast. Her uncle served in the Irish Guards. Lavinia would like the listener to know that she's autistic. She told us that she does not have an inner voice, but does have a strong visual imagination. The connections she makes between ideas, images, and subtext are usually very different from people who are not neurodiverse. Declan, the speaker in this piece, Contact Lenses, is also autistic. Declan works as a schoolkeeper in Kilburn, London, the same school where his wife, who was keen on Irish mythology, taught. Declan is also an amateur astronomer and comes from a family of stonemasons. We hope you like it.
"So," says my dearest, "the banshees have their work cut out for them. Like supermarket home delivery drivers, the banshees and the drivers keeping their distance, but sure they're heard before moving away. Banshees screaming and your frozen goods crying out to be away in your freezer." She'd not mentioned them before. I didn't know they had a place in her. Banshees, not delivery drivers. Her mind was strapped onto her skull in a haphazard manner. A country tilt and a crooked angle. Things arrived there and flew at you unexpectedly. Like banshees, after a 30-year marriage.
She told me she felt the wind blowing off the photos, the air rising from them, breathable. And look at the balloons, up for my birthday, up for the birthday even I forgot. Packet found at the back of the drawer. She put her contact lenses in and found them. Always fiddling with her contact lenses. Finger to the eye, like that old film where the rocket sticks out of the moon's right eye and the moon, leaking stiff cream, winces. I know she soaked them, but one fell out when she was somewhere and she put it back in. Then she was rubbing her eye. Rubbing her eye. Like in the olden times when there was no consequence to rubbing the eye. My dearest was born on a steep street in Cork. My dearest was always walking uphill. Struggle is something she placed her feet on every day. So anyway, she got where she wanted to go. Kilburn, as it turns out. Then she got past caring. Except, I think, for me. It's odd how the fact of yourself becomes more poignant. Can you be poignant about yourself? And your memory gives you fleeting, living, bright faces in a vague place with them dancing over it. They come as visitations. And I know them. See, I've gone looking through this old box in search of them. And here I have them. It's our old selves, our young, so very young selves, my dearest and myself. Now I am trying to breathe the air coming off these old photographs. See how much of the photograph is the air around and the light living in the air. And I can breathe it. Small breaths, shallow. Like sipping at the end to make something linger. Something last. There's breath in the balloons she blew up for me for my birthday. I've wrapped them in cling film. It took me the 5 attempts at getting. I'm up in the middle of the night booking a delivery slot night after night till it was won. So many off shopping in Kilburn. Me for cling film, them for sustenance. Her breath was here, in balloons, in storage. And she was elsewhere, and without breath. I should have smuggled it back into her when she needed it. Balloons among face masks and visors, and her without her contact lenses in. Things have gone very awry. Eyes. Window to the soul. She left the window open, and the thing got in. Dance with the little flecks that glide across the eyeball. A smooth dance floor that slid everyone about. The little dark dots and the almost invisible virus. It followed the light down her nerves to the place where the blood and light co-mingle. Looking like those electrified spheres at the Science Museum you can touch and the little bolts fly at your hands. Like one of those. With a trim. Like the trumpet of daffodils and narcissi. Like trumpets. Like a ball, a soft trumpet sounding. Wind instruments, aren't they? Daffodils, dancing in the wind. The wind blowing, toing and froing. Breathtaking beauty. Knocking the breath. Taking beauty out of you, my dearest. The sun has a corona. The sun's corona, its majesty. It's the outer glory that you can only see during an eclipse. When the sun's blotted out. The light that swims with it, the brilliance. The atmosphere. Only when the sun's gone do you know it's there. This piece was recorded in April 2020. Please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk to find out more about Green Curtain Theatre.